Story number four. I'm thinking about it. No, you aren't. You aren't thinking about it at all. What's happening is that you have an important choice to make about something. Since it's an important choice, it also means you're worried that your decision could result in failure or catastrophe. Naturally, you want to avoid a failure or personal disaster, so it seems to make sense to keep thinking about your choice until you can be sure your decision is the correct one. Unfortunately, just like the other stories, none of this is true. The truth is, it's not failure you're trying to avoid. It's the feelings of shame and regret you will hurl upon yourself if you don't like the outcome of your choice. That's where the real struggle of all decision-making lies. As entrepreneurs, we tend to set very high expectations for our performance, don't we? We see the objective we want in our mind's eye. When we don't achieve that objective, rather than just chalking it up to a learning experience, we often treat ourselves very harshly. This mode of thinking effectively locks us into an inescapable torture chamber of self-judgment. Essentially, no matter what we achieve, it's never quite good enough. Since there is no way out of this unsolvable conundrum, the only way to avoid the torture is to avoid making a decision. Yet, rather than admit all of this to ourselves, we create a passive avoidance device. We say, "I'm thinking about it." It makes us sound like we're doing something when in truth, we're trying to avoid doing that something. The fear of losing money, making mistakes, or attacking your self-respect will cause you to slow your entire decision-making process down to a crawl. This fear will cause you to wait and wait and wait to make the decision until you can no longer wait. Then you will have the added pressure of having to make the choice immediately. It's a terrible strategy for making good choices. Ironically, the fear of making bad choices is what causes you to make bad choices. The truly fascinating thing about all this is that it's likely you already made the decision that you claim to be thinking about. The overwhelming majority of our choice-making happens almost as soon as the options are presented to us. You already know whether or not you are going to move to Los Angeles, or buy a new building, or hire a CFO, or close your business, or open a new one. You only put off making a decision because you don't want to feel like a failure if things don't go your way. More than that, the impact of your choice may have a significant effect on many other people in your life. Because of your choice, you may have to downsize and cause people to lose their jobs. You may have to declare bankruptcy and hurt the vendors who trusted you. You may have to tell your daughter she has to go to a state school rather than Harvard. You may end up losing everything. With all of this in the balance, it makes perfect sense that you want to put off a potential catastrophe as long as possible. Yet, when you think about the number of choices you make and the outcome of most of those choices, you will realize that hardly ever do you make bad choices. Even in the poor choices you have made in the past, rarely did any of those have much impact on your business, your life, or on the lives of other people. You were able to recover from those poor choices reasonably quickly. Come to think of it, if you were to put on a graph the number of choices you make in a year and average out the number of good choices against bad choices, you'd be amazed to discover how rarely you make any bad choices at all. The truth of the matter is, you don't really get a whole lot of opportunities to make a whole lot of Titanic versus iceberg types of choices in life. Rarely, if ever, do you have to make a decision that could end up being catastrophic. A setback? Yes. An embarrassment? Certainly. Lose a bunch of money? Yeah, it's going to happen. But the big whopper of a decision that could cause significant problems for you and your loved ones rarely, if ever, shows up in life. Yet many entrepreneurs seem to react to many of the choices they need to make as if they are at a potentially catastrophic level. Most of the time, you are elevating the importance and magnitude of your choices far beyond their actual impact on your business. And it's all because you're worried about how you're going to feel about yourself if you make a mistake. That's kind of it, and that's why it's a story. The most successful business people I know are not the ones who always make the right choices. Those people don't exist. The most successful business people are the ones who don't condemn and criticize themselves when the choices they make don't work out the way they hoped. They have freed themselves from the very concept of good choices and bad choices. They see choices as opportunities. They consider the results of their choices, no matter how they turn out, to be valuable learning experiences. They are the ones who recover the quickest from their errors in judgment and the ones who are least likely to repeat them. I'm Thinking About It is a story born from fear. It is not the fear of loss or the fear of failure. It is the fear or how you will treat yourself if you don't like the outcome of your decisions. To kill this story, you must go easy on yourself at all times. Be kind and gentle as you move through all your experiences. In doing that, you glide over the gap of your fears and stay in continuous action. Go easy on yourself, and all your choices will always be easier. We will cover that and more in your next practice. Click the Continue Assignments button in the email you received, then click the Next button in your browser. I strongly urge you to do it now.